latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are our latest Manchester United headlines, and we'll start with the news with reports that suggest that midfielder Marouane Fellaini has told boss Jose Mourinho he wants to leave. Manchester United stands out of favour this season. He reportedly fed up of waiting for a chance in the wings. His current deal expires at the end of the season. He's free to start negotiations with European clubs. Reports claim he's had a conversation with Mourinho in the last couple of weeks when he's told him that he will not be considering a new contract due to injury. He made his first appearance since the end of November in the FA Cup win over Derby, but he now could well be on his way in the coming weeks. Moving on then, and Paris Saint-Germain have ruled out a summer move for Juventus striker Paulo Dybala, of course, who is wanted by United. Mourinho is eyeing a fresh approach to additions this summer, with Dybala and Antonio Griezmann top of his list, with Zlatan Ibrahimovic's future potentially up in the air. Moving on then, and goalkeeper David De Gea is hoping Manchester United come in the Champions League and the FA Cup this season. Spanish shot-stopper has been one of the most consistent players, but he admits that the 15-point gap to Man City is too big at present. When asked by the club's official website for his aims for 2018, he said, "We'll try and play really well and fight for everything, including the Champions League and the FA Cup." Into other news with reports, and it suggests that Manchester United and Chelsea and Arsenal are tracking Bayer Leverkusen midfielder Leon Bailey. He only joined Leverkusen a year ago from Belgium, but admits that he's got a dream club. He said, "Of course I have a dream, but I will not tell. Basically, England was and still is my dream. If I keep working hard, I'm sure it will happen someday," when speaking to Bild. And United are looking for more recruits, with the likes of Henrik Mkhitaryan and Wan-Bissaka both potentially leaving in the coming months. That's all in for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.